This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. State Education Superintendent John White addressed the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday. The oft-embattled head of Louisiana K-12 education is walking a less controversial path these days.
We cannot return to a time when K-12 education and the tools the teachers use in the classroom are the subjects of daily political headlines.
White, brought in by former Governor Jindal, is now dealing with Governor John Bel Edwards, who has said he's no fan of White.
The governor has been fair to me in his dealings. He's been very transparent with me, both interpersonally and in public, about his views on education.
With a first lady whose profession is teaching, perhaps that's part of White's new tune.
I'm looking forward to bringing to BSEE in October a pathfinding policy which professionalizes teaching in Louisiana once and for all. Just as lawyers, doctors, and architects, our teachers should receive a full year residency in the classroom so that teaching can be treated as a white-collar profession.
White came to work in education through an alternative path, Teach for America, which gives new college grads summer school training in team teaching, then puts them in classrooms as solo teachers.
Well, I think there need to be multiple paths into the profession.
And in 2012, White was the front man for legislative passage of VAM, value-added metrics, with half a teacher's evaluation based on their students' performance on standardized tests. Teachers hate it, though White still defends it.
It's a quality control mechanism. Has it gone too far? Perhaps.
The new federal education law, ESSA, is limiting state testing. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.